Okay, my friends, this is the grand finale, the last time for this year we're going to be learning about the Beis HaBechira. Hopefully, next year, long before the 9 days, we'll be in the third Beis HaMikdash. Amen. Yesterday we talked about the Ezras Noshim, which is the outer courtyard and the four different areas that were sectioned off. We talked about the woman's balcony. Today, we're going to go further west. We're going to go into the actual Azara itself. And the Azara did not have any such cubicles or areas that were sectioned off. The Azara was a large open area. The main feature in the Azara was a mizbech, an enormous mizbech, which we've discussed already at great length. There were hooks, or the area where the behemoths or the animals would be slaughtered. But as a rule, there were no structures outside the mizbech in that whole Azara area. However, on the north side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so just so you get your bearings, the Kotel is behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim is on the west, on the north side. So this is where there was once a big fortress called the Antonio Fortress. This is where we don't go. We're not allowed to go over there. On that side, in the outer wall of the Azara of the courtyard, there was a large building. And this is the original Dome of the Rock, or the only large dome that was actually on the Har HaBayis. This large domed building was called the Beit HaMoked, which literally means the house or the residence of the hearth. And this was on the north, along the north wall, intersected. All of a sudden, there was this like large building, kind of the walls would come on either side. And this large building, was half of it was in the area of the Beis HaMikdash, and half of it was actually outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam tells us there was Roshei Pispesin Mavdila Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChol. There was like little pickets. And the pickets, they divided between the half of this room that was sacred, that was in the Beis HaMikdash itself, and the half that was not. Now, why is that relevant? Relevant for a lot of reasons, because there's certain things not allowed to do at a Beis HaMikdash, and one of the things the Kohenim needed to do at some point was get some sleep. So they would be sleeping in this place. And that's why it was called Beis HaMikdash, because they would have a fire burning. Now, the fire burnt in one of the four chambers. We don't know which one. We're not certain. The Mishnah doesn't tell us which one. I'll tell you what the four chambers were used for, and we can probably take a guess at where, in all likelihood, the fire was. But because the fire was in that area, because the heat spread throughout the whole building, that's why the whole building became known as Beit HaMoked. And as I said, I euphemistically called it the original Dome of the Rock, but it did have a large dome on it, that we know. And the dome, I guess, kept the heat inside, and it was stone, and it was made, the stones were made staggered, which were made for a number of reasons. One of the reasons was for style and beauty. It was also, the staggered stone served as little cots for the Kohenim. The Kohenim would sleep on the staggered stone, on the it was like bunks one on top of the other. Now this Beis HaMikdash had two doors, a door which entered into the actual Azara, which is Beis HaMikdash area, and a door which entered into the area of the Har HaBayit, which was within the Chel, which is the tall wall we learned about yesterday. Of course, within the Sorig, and of course it's within the original world of the whole Temple Mount. But this was, once you left the actual Azara wall, you're in non Beis HaMikdash territory. Meaning not in the sacred territory. So there was, in the language of the Mishnah and the Rambam, was four lashakas, four offices, four chambers over there. Two of them were in the holy side. Two of them were on the ordinary, the mundane side. What did they do with them? So Ma'arav is Dreimis, the southwestern corner. Now, if you think southwest, that means it's the side that's close to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's where it was called Lishkas HaTloyim. That's where all the animals were kept, and there was always a number of animals kept in readiness for the regular offerings. Dreimis Mizrachis, on the other south side, this was a special chamber with a Lechem HaPanim, where the showbread was made. So that was a bakery. On the other side, on the Mizrachis Safenis, on the northeastern side, we had a large chamber which did not actually serve any technical purpose. That's where the Geniza, that's where they placed the stones of the Mizbeach from the Beis HaMikdash that was defiled by the Greeks. The whole Mizbeach had to be dismantled. It couldn't be redeemed, but the stones were sacred. The stones were used as a Mizbeach. The stones were placed in that thing. It was piled how it's stone. I have to guess that you couldn't really get in there. There was nothing to do in there. It was just this place where sacred stones were kept. In the last chamber, this was an area where the Kohanim had an opportunity to go down into a catacomb, into a labyrinth of tunnels that would lead into an area of a mikveh. And in case a Kohen became impure in the middle of the night, he would have run down into the mikveh, visit the mikveh over there. There were candles burning. There were like sconces all the way down. And we also had a special honorable washroom there. Now, this sounds very strange to us because in these days, washrooms have doors, and in public areas, they usually say occupied or not. But in those days, that wasn't so common. And in fact, when I was in Russia, you know, over 20 years ago, I see plenty of washrooms without any kind of doors whatsoever. Like, pretty spooky stuff. So in the ancient world, you didn't necessarily have washrooms like that. But this had this called Basic Kisa Shalkavod. It's a very honorable washroom. Why? Because it had a door. When you knew the door was closed, you knew it was occupied. And there was this secret mikveh that was there beneath, which, as I said, was sometimes used when somebody had an episode of ritual impurity in the middle of the night, one of the kohenim, and then he had to get ready to leave the Beis HaMikdash right after. And that's the story, my friends, of the original Dome of the Rock. May that Dome of the Rock rise again. May the Beis HaMikdash soon become a reality. And may we be zeichem Meretz Hashem to see it all happen this year, Tisha B'Av. Amen. 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 Straight into Maitiv.